All right, we are live. This is William Ramsey. Welcome to William Ramsey Investigates. On today's show, I have the ongoing series, Bioweapon Blues, number 36. I've titled this one, Continuing Criminality in a War Without Borders. The war is against humanity, and it's really a borderless war. It's a top-down war. It's a war of fourth and fifth generation, institutional, administrative body, capture, infiltration, gaslighting, deception. It's really incredible. Nothing, the world's never seen anything like it. So I'm trying to keep a recording. I have some video, and then I will share some slides. This is a video by Tex Lurie, founded on Wide Awake Media. It's titled An Excellent 3-Minute Rundown of What Really Happened During the Pandemic and How It Was Planned Down to the Very Last Detail.
Mistakes Were Not Made, An Anthem for Justice by Margaret Anna Alice. The Armenian genocide was not a mistake. Holodomor was not a mistake. The Final Solution was not a mistake. The Great Leap Forward was not a mistake. The killing fields were not a mistake. Name your genocide. It was not a mistake. That includes the great democide of the 2020s. To imply otherwise is to give them the out they are seeking. It was not botched. It was not bungled. It was not a blunder. It was not incompetence. It was not lack of knowledge. It was not spontaneous mass hysteria. The planning occurred in plain sight. The planning is still occurring in plain sight. The philanthropists bought the science. The modelers projected the lies. The testers concocted the crisis. The NGOs leased the academics. The scientists fabricated the findings. The mouthpieces spewed the talking points. The organizations declared the emergency. The governments erected the walls. The departments rewrote the rules. The governors quashed the rights. The politicians passed the laws. The bankers installed the control grid. The stooges laundered the money. The DoD placed the orders. The corporations fulfilled the contracts. The regulators approved the solution. The laws shielded the contractors. The agencies ignored the signals. The behemoths consolidated the media. The psychologists crafted the messaging. The propagandists chanted the slogans. The fact chokers smeared the dissidents. The censors silenced the questioners. The jackboots stomped the dissenters. The tyrants summoned, the puppeteers jerked, the puppets danced, the colluders implemented. The doctors ordered, the hospitals administered. The medicidists scripted, the bamboozled bleated, the totalitarianized bullied, the COVIDians tattled, the parents surrendered, the good citizens believed and forgot. This was calculated, this was formulated, this was focus grouped, this was articulated, this was manufactured, this was falsified, this was coerced, this was inflicted, this was denied. We were terrorized, we were isolated, we were gaslit, we were dehumanized, we were wounded, we were killed. Don't let them get away with it. Don't let them get away with it. Don't let them get away with it.
And that is mistakeswerenotmade.com. You can check that out. Mistakes were not made. So I'll play a couple of clips from Andrew Bridgend. I followed his story in the UK. Minister of Parliament tried to kind of shut him up, pay him off, but he actually has some integrity for other people and keeps talking, so good for him.
The countries that have had the most vaccines have got the highest excess death rates. They've also got the biggest impact on fertility as well, which is equally worrying. So the vaccines not only killed people, they've prevented people being born. And that's appalling as well. Somebody asked me why, you know, this thing with the vaccines not being safe and the trials not being done, why have they done it? And I said, I can't put myself in the mind of someone who is capable of that much evil. I have spoken this morning in Parliament and raised concerns at the call for an immediate debate on the World Health Organization's Pandemic Response Treaty, which is, for me, absolutely a nightmare. So the discredited World Health Organization, they've now got a treaty they're sitting on governments, countries around the world, where they want us to sign over powers from our Parliament to the WHO, so they can call a pandemic. They'll have powers to, as the treaty stands at the moment, to enforce lockdowns, tell our police to enforce vaccine mandates, to detain those who resist. It's a dystopian future.
Regarding your opinion and the fact that you've been speaking out, I gather you were offered money for your silence.
Well, whether it was money, I was... a year in January, last January, I was approached by a representative, a very senior representative of Number 10, and then I was offered, what do you want to back off? Tell us what you want. And I said, Boris Johnson's resignation letter would be a good start. And then we didn't talk anymore, but I was offered whatever I wanted. And nothing. That was appalling.
So not to go away completely, just to stop talking?
Yes, and toe the line. You don't have to protect the truth. The truth's like a lion. All you have to do is set it free.
This is Bridgend talking in the House of Commons, and all the other MPs flee and run. It's so disgusting.
Mr. Deputy Speaker, on the 13th of December last year, I was kindly granted an adjournment debate on the potential harms that emergency use experimental mRNA COVID-19 vaccines cause. It's fair to say that night my life changed. During that
where they actually did test the vaccine on under fives. And one in 200 of them were still in hospital 3 months after the vaccination. That is completely unacceptable. I've seen the data from a very long suppressed medical trial in Taiwan, of 4,500 12 to 18 year olds, and 17% after the second Pfizer shot had got serious health problems. I mean, in the real world, any one of those medical papers would have halted the rollout, but we don't seem to be in the real world. We're certainly not going with the science stations, where they actually did test the vaccine on under fives, and one in 200 of them were still in hospital.
Compelling piece of evidence.
And this is Edward Dowd. I featured him many times.
That you have discovered and that you have covered to show that the vaccine is indeed harming people. What is the one or two pieces of data that you think is the most persuasive?
I love it. This is what we call the elevator pitch. So two data sets, Society of Actuaries, which are group life policies at the elite corporations across the US, Fortune 500, mid-sized. Their excess mortality in 2021 was 40%. The general US population was 32%. Typically, this group is much healthier than the general U.S. population. The Society of Actuaries has shown that in prior studies. It's in my book. It's QR coded. And they said that in any given year, group life policyholders die at one-third the mortality rate of the general U.S. population. So that inverted in 2021 and continues to this day. And there, and of course, I blame the vaccines and mandates. The second piece of data, separate data set, U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics, disability data. Disability numbers were around 29 to 30 million for the prior 5 years going into 2021. Then they exploded in February from about 29 to 30 to 33.2 million. That was a three standard deviation event, which in geek speak happens 0.03% of the time. Rapid increase. Of those 3.2 million people that were added, 1.7 million are employed. When you look at the disability rate increases, employed went up 31%. The general U.S. population went up 9%. And what's even worse is those not in labor force, those are people who could work and are willing to work, their disability rate only went up 4%. Those are the people who got fired for not taking the jab or refused to take the jab and quit. So typically speaking, the employed of the country, by the very nature of going to work, aren't as disabled as the general U.S. population. And this has never happened in the history of our country. Those two pieces of data are, for me, a mic drop. That's what I presented to Senator Ron Johnson in December. And that's it. That's all we need to know.
So the smart aleck college kid would say, oh, come on, causation and correlation. You don't know the vaccine is causing that. Your response would be?
My response would be, well, so the virus mutated in 21 and 22 to only affect younger age working people, but somehow avoids those who are not employed. That's it. I mean, unless we have a new virus that knows you're working, there's no explanation for it.
If you were to put a number on it or approximate, how many people do you think died because of the mRNA gene altering shot?
So we've done a analysis. It's on our website at Finance Technologies, spelled with a PH instead of an F, in the Humanity Project tab under disabilities. We saw that for every death, there were four disabilities. So if there's 3.2 million disabilities since 2021, we came up with 800,000. The bottom line.
So 800,000 people have been killed in the U.S. so far, 3.2 million disabled.
Yes. There's a very distinct relationship between disabilities and the vaccine uptake. Since February of 21, the employee population.
So he kind of explains that again. The sound isn't very good. This is Naomi Wolf talking to Drew Pinsky about where they're getting the shots from.
Vaccine for 2021, our SEC, in which the filing explains to the SEC that 100% completed is a tech transfer of the IP, of all the IP in the vaccine to China. And it doesn't say a Chinese individual, a Chinese company, it says to China. So the IP is owned by China. I know that Fosun Pharmaceutical, I may have brought this up earlier, but I'll just restate it because now that we've seen the Project Veritas expose, it all should make horrifying sense to everyone. Fosun Pharmaceutical is a major Chinese pharmaceutical company owned by the CCP, basically run by a CCP official. And they partnered with BioNTech to make a billion doses of the vaccine, but China doesn't take this vaccine. So Fosun and BioNTech built manufacturing plants, 13 of them all over Western Europe, and two of them in the United States. And one is in Springfield, Massachusetts, and one is in Princeton, New Jersey. So now when you get a Pfizer injection, you're getting an injection in which the IP, which could mean the ingredients, the method of manufacturing, even the data generated by, you know, the rollout, all of that is owned by China. And also the manufacturing and distribution are in the hands of China.
The pandemic, you know, I'm not sure anyone should be taking them. And that's, you know, that is the honest truth. I don't think anyone probably should be taking them.
So that's Joseph Latipo, Florida.
And we have, unfortunately, a CDC and FDA who just the most consistent thing they've done is deny the truth. Whether it was pushing masks, I mean, they did squat. I mean, they did not have any substantial impact, no benefit. Pushing masks, pushing the vaccines in little kids, all these low-value, divisive policies.
Since J&K Security Solutions opened in 1987, our attention to detail and customer service have been our strongest assets. I'm President Jeffrey Beckman, we'll always do our best to find the most efficient and cost-effective solution to every job we tackle. Whether it's security for your home or business, installing video surveillance, or being able to control your garage doors from your phone, we can help you feel empowered with simple and user-friendly technology. Let's work together to secure your home or business. JKSecurity.com.
They did. Meanwhile, here's the truth, right? You look at these studies of the mRNA COVID-19 vaccines. There was a study published a few weeks ago in a journal called Lancet, a journal that's well known, I should say. And what did these authors show? They showed that after 7 months, the protection for infection, right? It started, I don't know, around 70%, down. At 7 months, it hops onto the other side of the axis, right? So it is negative, and that continues, and that the magnitude of that negativity increases over time. What does that mean, folks? It literally means that the people who received that vaccine were more likely to contract COVID-19 after 7 months than the people who did not. That is a fact. Has the CDC or FDA ever said a word about that? No. So these guys are, unfortunately, they're geniuses at rewriting reality. But the reality is that Dr. Fauci and Dr. Walensky, Dr. Califf at the FDA, these individuals have been making decisions that I don't know what the hell they're prioritizing, but it is not your well-being. It's not my well-being. It's someone else's agenda. And that's unfortunate. And that's not something that we're doing here in Florida, not under the governor, not under the Florida Department of Health.
It's regulatory administrative capture.
So a week or two ago, I posted a video with this picture. These trailers just showed up in our town. Three of them showed up in our town at our fairgrounds. They're just sitting there. I made a post on Facebook. I did not say the three-letter agency's name, but I just said, these trailers showed up in town. If I were you, I would not trust them. And within 30 minutes, they had already been taken down. So we live out in the middle of nowhere. Like, it's a 15-minute drive into town. We have maybe one neighbor, but they're like 5 minutes away. Our driveway is a mile long. We literally live in the middle of nowhere. And just yesterday, someone came to our house and was talking to my boyfriend and said that they would offer us $150 per adult and $60 per child to go to these trailers and let them run tests on us for a few hours because they knew that we were not vaccinated and they asked what our stance on guns were. Like, they knew that we lived out in the middle of nowhere and that we were not vaccinated. Scary. That's scary. Like, people get lost trying to find my house. They have their GPS up and they still get lost finding my house. So,
needed to put into place.
Is there some clips of Fauci lying? He knows about bioweapons. He's mentioning it here. I don't know what date this is, but I think it's very telling.
And to deal on a public health basis and on a biomedical research basis. The difficulty is this was totally uncharted grounds for us. So I found myself, never imagining that I would be doing this, needing to learn from people that I never thought I would be learning things from, namely bioweaponers, people who were our own bioweaponers in the United States decades ago. International figures, people from other countries, the UK, and also, and importantly, defectors, particularly from the Soviet Union, who had vast experience in the ways of biowarfare. And what I learned very quickly, that if we're going to mount a defensive program to guard the homeland against bioterror, we had to understand some fundamental things that may seem obvious. But when you're planning a multi-billion-dollar program, they're not so obvious.
This is Fauci on the street, I think 2021. And somebody wrote that he's talking to like the commoners, but they're not having him. And I think it's Muriel Bowser, who was also the mayor of D.C.
The very, very, very rare chance that you do get it, even if you're vaccinated, it's a very, you don't even feel sick. It's like you don't even know you got infected.
Talks like a snake oil salesman. Once you listen to this guy enough, you realize he makes stuff up to people without like the evidence.
And then over the next day or so, I started to feel really poorly, much worse than in the first go around. So I went back on Paxlovid, and right now I am on my fourth day of a 5-day course of my second course of Paxlovid. And fortunately, I feel reasonably good. I mean, I'm not completely without symptoms, but I certainly don't feel acutely ill. On the very, very, very rare chance that you can get anything down, I recommended to the president that we shut the country down. So I didn't recommend locking anything down. I recommended to the president that we shut the country down. If you were to get infected, you could pass it on to them. So you're actually protecting your family by getting it vaccinated.
Well, I heard that it doesn't cure it, and it doesn't stop you from getting it.
No. So on the very, very, very rare chance that you do get it, even if you're vaccinated, it's a very, you don't even feel sick.
Since J&K Security Solutions opened in 1987, our attention to detail and customer service have been our strongest assets. I'm President Jeffrey Beckman. We'll always do our best to find the most efficient and cost-effective solution to every job we tackle. Whether it's security for your home or business, installing video surveillance, or being able to control your garage doors from your phone, we can help you feel empowered with simple and user-friendly technology. Let's work together to secure your home or business. JKSecurity.com.
For nearly four decades, J&K Security Solutions has provided protection for homes and businesses. I know firsthand. I'm Jeff Beckman, and with my wife, Kim, we started J&K Security Solutions. Our attention to detail, service after the sale, and product knowledge are the foundation of our success. J&K Security has routinely been recognized as the best of Madison for security companies. We expect that trend to continue as the next generation, our son Jeffrey, takes over as president. Let us protect what is valuable to you. JKSecurity.com. For nearly four decades, J&K Security Solutions has provided protection for homes and businesses. I know firsthand. I'm Jeff Beckman, and with my wife, Kim, we started J&K Security Solutions. Our attention to detail, service after the sale, and product knowledge are the foundation of our success. J&K Security has routinely been recognized as the best of Madison for security companies. We expect that trend to continue as the next generation, our son Jeffrey, takes over as president. Let us protect what is valuable to you. JKSecurity.com.
This guy's great. I call him Adidas shirt.
The Anacostia, so get up there. Okay.
All right, see you later. The people in America are not settled with the information that's been given to us right now.
So I'm not going to be lining up taking a shot or a vaccination for something that wasn't clear in the first place. And then you all create a shot and miraculous time. It takes years to
It used to take years. We're invested in this approach? About 20 years of science to get us to be able to
years,
do it.
20 years, not enough. And 9 months.
20 years of science. It's very strange because I thought they could did warp speed and got it in nine months or something odd about that statement.
It's definitely not enough for nobody to be taking no vaccination that you all came up with.
The only reason I'm talking to you right now, as close as we are, is that I've been vaccinated.
Right.
But if it allows thousands of people like you don't get vaccinated, you're going to let this virus continue to percolate in this country and in this world.
Something like the common flu then, right?
It's much more serious
than the flu.
Though. Well, the flu kills a lot of people. Yeah.
You know how many people died of the flu the last year? I mean, not this year, virtually none, but the previous year, about 20 to 30,000. You know, how many people have died from COVID-19 in the United States? 600,000 Americans.
The number that you all given that died, that's once again, that's you all's number.
You gonna pass.
Yeah, definitely. Because when you start talking about paying people to get vaccinated, when you start talking about incentivizing things to get people vaccinated. There's something else going on with that.
So Tony has security 24/7.
The guy has security, and they're filming the security guys following. They're giving away information about his security. It's incredible.
It started in the spring of 2020. You know, and they go with us everywhere we go. I never answer the door. I never answer the phone. We don't get any mail at the house. You feel like you have to be aware all the time that there's a possible danger. You didn't smell the rose yesterday. Want to smell it? See if you can smell it?
Yeah, let me see.
Got it?
Yeah.
Good. Some of the messages make me furious. I mean, I get some on my own. You know, you're going to rot in hell and you should be hung. You know, things like that.
What's this?
I mean, it's very sad, actually. Sometimes it's scary, but mostly it's sad. I mean, there are two things that are true. One is I know how hard he works and how much he cares about what he's doing. And I also get to see lots of positive feedback that he gets from people.
Thanks. One of my heroes. Yeah, good to see you. Take care.
You would think that some of the gratitude was a positive thing. It doesn't feel positive. It feels exposed. You feel so exposed. I mean, that just doesn't feel, that doesn't feel good. That's not a positive way to go through life.
Yeah, this is him with more more security. It's a criminal. Should be arrested. This is a bunch of clips just of people who were injured by the virus. This is Birmingham. So I've shown clips from all over the world. There's just all kinds of injuries and deaths. So they've got all the flyers up. This seems to be happening. And then this is a clip of a semi of a guy who passed out at the wheel.
Within seconds, it's 10 o'clock in the morning on a busy suburban street, and a B-double truck begins drifting into the bike lane. Within seconds, it mounts the footpath, charging through a road sign and a light pole. Barreling through an intersection, it then wipes out a bus shelter, fences and trees, just stopping short of a house. The entire terrifying event captured on Paul Brackley's car dash cam.
Completely lost control, and he was coming right into me. So I put my foot on the accelerator to get away, started crashing into things, and I then immediately pulled up. And then I ran back and helped the guy out of the truck.
The truck driver, a 31-year-old man from New South Wales, was slumped over in the front seat.
He had blood on his face, but he looked okay apart from that.
The driver was taken to hospital.
The text here with us is attached. It says, truck drivers, airline pilots, news anchors, pro athletes all dying suddenly or stroking out in real time. This is apocalyptic. Yeah, it's only going to get worse. 2023 is going to be incredible.
Telling Paul he just fainted at the wheel, explaining why the runaway rig showed little sign of slowing for so heart-stoppingly long. 4 days later, and residents are still faced with a massive cleanup here, but it all could have been much worse.
This is another one. This is like a guy just strokes out, falls out of his tractor. Just all these clips. I came across clips in India that are incredible. They're not in the Western world, but I got a link and they're just people dropping dead like crazy in India, heart attacks, a little bit. This is another sequence. This is Lyon. There's more people dropping and flopping just all over the world. So it's a tragedy. So that's the video. I'm going to go through some slides. Let's go through this. Let's see if I can get this hooked up. Check one, two, check. All right, so I got a bunch of slides, a bunch of injuries. Again, this is continuing criminality in a war without borders. Episode 36, I already have 37 all wrapped up, ready to go. This is Walter Chestnut, urgent realization, chemo, taxis. The rapidly emerging autoimmune conditions that are due to the presence and persistence of the spike protein drawing immune cells into tissue. This is the direction the evidence is leading my spike protein autoimmune syndrome hypothesis. More to follow. And then somebody responds, Dr. Lin, this is correct. We are finding boards of T cells attacking tissue where spike is produced from LNP mRNA necrosis, inflammation, and dysfunction. And then somebody says, my God. So it's bad. So you have autoimmune problems with this kill shot. This is McCullough, Vigilant Fox. Again, I mention him all the time. Pfizer's lack of safety concern implies they're guilty of domestic terrorism. Pfizer knew about 1,223 deaths within 90 days of the mRNA vax rollout. However, CEO Albert Bourla recently told the media that he knew of no safety signals with his vaccine. So he's lying. Another criminal. Tom Renz, Fauci and the DOD made it possible for EcoHealth Alliance to create SARS-CoV-2. In the Wuhan lab. Don't let them start World War III to cover it up. Good idea. And then this is Bregan, Suze Malone, Robert Malone, Sue Robert Bregan, somebody who I mentioned really from the beginning. I think it's about, he wrote a book, but they're squabbling. This is Vigilant Fox, McCullough. The C-19 shots set up heart inflammation and adrenaline triggers injury and death. The vaccine set up heart inflammation, and then it's the big surge of adrenaline during a basketball game, during sports. That's triggering these deaths. Stark Naked Brief, three Nordic countries, small countries, 7,750 neurologically devastating blood clots or bleeding in the brain. 28 days after taking the vaccine, COVID ruled out. This is a disaster, yeah, it is. It's a slaughter. Pfizer whistleblower on coming forward. I was worried that I would end up in a body bag. So it's like criminals. These are freaking criminals. People are afraid of being murdered. It's unbelievable. So sick.
For nearly four decades, JMK Security Solutions has provided protection for homes and businesses. I know firsthand. I'm Jeff Beckman, and with my wife, Kim, we started JMK Security Solutions. Our attention to detail, service after the sale, and product knowledge are the foundation of our success. JMK Security has routinely been recognized as the best of Madison for security companies. We expect that trend to continue as the next generation, our son Jeffrey, takes over as president. Let us protect what is valuable to you. JKSecurity.com.
I think I mentioned this. I showed a video of her. Eric Schmidt, follow the money for the Wuhan lab he approved. This line of questioning was pursued in our depot of Fauci as well. He didn't want to be implicated in the lab leak, so he dismissed it and smeared anyone who thought it plausible. He must be held accountable. Yeah, he has to be held accountable. Vigilant Fox, vaccine mandates violated medical ethics, the provision of informed consent, and the Nuremberg Code. No one under any circumstances may receive on any pressure, coercion, or threat of reprisal for either taking or not taking any medicine or injection. Amen. Why didn't that happen? It's just so, all this fits on the Biden administration, Trump too. These people allowed it. These are your leaders. It's incredible. Nobody really says anything about the anti-constitutional First Amendment violation by the government. It's off the charts. It's a civil rights violation. Censoring. I mean, I'm a somebody who's been censored like crazy. Jicky leaks. Holy moly. Not only was HealthGov IAU colluding with Facebook in Singapore to remove private groups of those injured by COVID vaccines, they spent $10 million pushing the failed drugs to avoid scrutiny. Who provided the $10 million? Wow. So they were censoring with Facebook, colluding with Facebook. Texas Lindsay. Philippines excess mortality hit 123%. Filipinos saw their highest excess mortality rate on record 6 months post vaccine rollout. So it's tied to the vaccines. Aaron Siri, Be Safe Part 8. CDC falsely claims to major media outlet that the 7.7% medical care figure was wrong. Eighth part of an incredible story that shows just how broken our public health apparatus is. I don't even think it's broken. It doesn't function. It's the opposite of that. It actually is the opposite of health. It's a kill protocol organization. They're killing people. CDC's attempt to get mainstream media to spread false information. So they're out there doing it. They're actually the purveyors of the misinformation. Walensky should be arrested. Tons of arrests should have taken place already. DC Drano, this is Kristen Peck. She used to work at Pfizer, is now CEO of Zoetis, a Pfizer spinoff, and the largest animal vax manufacturer in the world. She sits on the BlackRock board and is lobbying the Biden regime to vaccinate every U.S. chicken against bird flu. Say her name. These people are demented. They're freaks. Tom, damn account, just noticed that I'm an info ops machine. So he's like always getting censored too. Mark Crispin Miller, how HIV/AIDS foretold the COVID crisis. Is Dr. Fauci engineered his lethal HIV/AIDS scam, laying the groundwork for the COVID horror to come? Celia Farber was there covering it, and now her book about that episode is back in print, and that's Serious Adverse Events and Uncensored History of AIDS. So that book is back in print. Houstonic Live, the entire Wikipedia history of remdesivir that existed before President Trump won the November 7th, 2016 election was permanently scrubbed from existence in November 2016. Wow. Permanently scrubbed. Claims the unvaccinated were at higher risk of hospitalization and death were based on deliberately murky record keeping. Again, another statistical illusion of efficacy was manufactured by simple miscategorization. Norman Fenton, so they're lying about everything. These are total snake oil salesmen. They've probably been doing it for decades. Got away with it. Gomez, my question I ask myself more and more often, where the F is everybody? Yes. It's 11:50, but I'm supposed to believe that all these houses have people who have already gone to bed. The city just feels depopulated. I cannot shake this impression. That's what he's saying. Remember, we have record vacancies in every economic sector. Fastest decline in house prices ever. Massive inflation that keeps getting worse. Everyone you talk to has family and acquaintances getting sick and dying. Are they just faking the excess mortality numbers? Probably. He's like showing a picture with no lights on in these apartments. Exosomes and kinetic proofreading, how the spike protein teaches T cells to attack self. The mechanism, studying cells with attack me signs. So like you're literally killing yourself with an autoimmune disease. It's a bioweapon. Another big domino fell. Collier County joined Lee County in call to ban the jab, Dr. Joseph Sansone. That's in Florida. Jicky leak, scam after scam. When the grand jury start, those like Sarah and Villain who manipulated and misrepresented data in order to suppress warnings of lethality of a drug that didn't even work must be remembered. Yeah, they do. They're lying. There's just tons of liars out there. They're trying to scare people getting vaxxed. United States of Propaganda, shame on Rolling Stone. My guest column for Paul Thacker's The Disinformation Chronicle. So they like wrote something up. Rolling Stone. They're all in on it. They're all crooks. So you can see The Disinformation Chronicle. I recommend people check that out. Myocarditis, reported to various COVID vaccine, flu vaccine all year, started in, took off. Post-COVID vaccine, real, not rare. Did Samantha Power, USAID, just say that the war is really between Russia and the United States? As if we did not know this prior, it was she clear for a reason that Ukraine is doing U.S. is fighting? Good question. It's all tied together. Paul Alexander, getting word, developing the information before presenting that the mRNA lipid nanoparticles, LNP, and technology was a bioweapon, 100% designed to carry poisons, toxin like ricin. Was this 100% a military program? Is this why Fauci has been untouchable? Was mRNA technology and LNP really a bioweapons program repurposed for COVID and rolled out as a bioweapon? That's March 8th. So, yeah, I can kind of get the feeling that I was. Says Senator Rand Paul on the Vigilant Fox. Fauci's fear of culpability led him to the most massive cover-up in medical history. Quote, from the very first days, the end of January 2020, he's exchanging emails on January 31st, 2020, emails all night long. The next day, he has a video conference. And in that conference, all of the virologists are telling they think it came from a lab. He convinces them to change their mind and write an article for a scientific journal that then he uses to justify why this had to have come from nature. Yeah, it's not zoonotic. It's not from nature. Peter McCullough, why the body attacks itself after COVID-19 vaccination. Autoimmunity is a direct consequence of poorly conceived genetic vaccines that they rolled out to millions of people. Peter Marx is the man who's entirely responsible for accepting the LNP synthetic messenger RNA genetic vaccines with the Pfizer data that clearly showed real danger signs, and with Pfizer submissions that would normally have been refused due to absurd methods and omissions. Yeah. He's the director of the Center for Biologics Evaluation and Research. So all these people have to be arrested. And the State Department worked quite hard to cover all this up. GEC, Global Engagement Center. This is somebody writing. Looking back, I now believe that Echo Health Alliance was a CIA front organization to collect viral samples and collect intelligence on foreign laboratory capacity. There was no way that the data collected or the models being developed could predict transmission or pandemics. This is Merrick Garland lying by stating five officers died because of January 6th. That's another liar. Surging leukemia diagnoses, sudden happening among children and young adults. Is this due to the Pfizer and Moderna COVID mRNA and technology gene injections? Lipid nanoparticles, is that why kids are getting leukemia, dying? CDC confirms 100% of reported COVID-19 vaccine deaths were caused by just 5% of batches produced, and the majority were sent to red Republican states again across the USA. ICANN's attorneys uncover early Pfizer vaccine study revealing alarming systemic reactions in rats. Excess dementia deaths in Australia seem to have only one possible explanation. The only way to explain the sudden rise in deaths in June, July 2021 that fits the data is the COVID vaccine. Steve Kirsch. Sasha Latipova, clarification of my message on the global mass murder campaign. I know who done it. I only guess who ordered it. So she's talking about that. Houstonic Live. Ralph Barrett, co-author's paper in June 2017, suggesting he and others knew remdesivir would not help as a therapeutic against MERS-SARS if used late. Sina Bavari, Veronica Soloveva, Malone Associates, suggested remdesivir for MERS earlier in January 2017. Vigilant Fox, the Virality Project talked explicitly with Twitter about censoring true stories of vaccine side effects. Matt Taibbi, they believe that ordinary people cannot handle difficult truths, and so they think that they need minders to separate out things that are controversial or difficult for them. And that's, again, that's totally contrary what America is all about. Well, it's in the Constitution. This is an interesting messaging. It's Manhattan, Damon Poole. Tell him that considering how many people I'm getting his chips injected into, he owes me one. Why is he injecting chips? What does that mean? Ethical skeptic, things which are clear in the wonder data on cancer. There's an ongoing rise trend. there is a PFE, there is an inflection point with, for the rise trend. COVID did not start this trend. Whatever we did in April and February 2021 caused a change in cancer dynamic. Wonder what we did. Dan Goldman's no government censorship claim gets instantly debunked after Jim Jordan reads a troubling White House email. You cannot find actual evidence of any direct government censorship of any lawful speech. White House email to Twitter, January 23rd, 2021. Hey, folks, wanted to flag the below tweet. I'm wondering if we can get it moving on the process for having it removed ASAP. The post requested to be taken down was a Robert Kennedy Jr. tweet about Hank Aaron's death after receiving the vaccine. That's certainly lawful speech, it said Jim Jordan. Yeah, it is. These guys are just total liars. Total joke. Just pieces of trash in government. Just garbage government. Vaccine mole. So now they're playing with lethal black plague bacteria, which killed more than one-third of European population. They claim 100% mRNA gene code effective in animal protection. This mole seen 100% claim before. They will not stop. Yeah, they're not stopping. That's the title of this episode, Continuing Criminality in a War Without Borders. Matt Taibbi, this is a devastating email. Here is Stanford's Virality Project, which partners with multiple state agencies recommending against stories of true vaccine side effects and true posts that could fuel hesitancy. A conscious decision to emphasize narrative over truth. Yes. So Stanford's involved. They were censoring true stories by their own admission. Thomas Massey, my tweets about natural immunity, and more importantly, the voices of my constituents posted on that tweet were censored because truth presented a threat to the government pharma agenda of mandated vaccines. Yes, mandate is a violation of Nuremberg Code. These are necessary of these dangerous things. Yeah, it's murder. I don't know what the heck there any could be anything else, you know. Kenny Oak, represent Mike Johnson, says the federal government used Twitter to censor American speech. Twitter was basically an FBI subsidiary before Elon Musk took it over. The Twitter file should be a matter of bipartisan concern for every member of Congress and every American citizen because it is a bedrock principle of our Constitution that the government does not get to decide what speech is acceptable or true. Right. Vigilant Fox, new study covertly released by the Israeli Ministry of Health shows an increased risk of death post-injection. The study shows the vaccine gradually increases the risk of death over time with a peak at 4 months from the shot. So if you made it past 4 months, you got the shot, you're in much better shape than you might think. And you can get the spike protein. You need to get it out of your body. Take ivermectin, pine needle, tea, all that stuff. This is Matt Schellenberger. I never thought that would happen in the USA. I visited a lot of authoritarian countries, and I never thought this would happen here. And the nexus to authoritarianism is the desire to control the nature of truth itself. Matt Taibbi. This kind of thing where the government is looking for information about reporters is usually the canary in the coal mine, that something worse is coming in terms of an effort to exercise control over the press. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, these people got filtered, Bhattacharya. Kenny Oka, Michael Schellenberger's opening statement on the Twitter files and the censorship industrial complex. Who would have thought that the U.S. would have an industrial complex censorship? We already have the military industrial complex. We do not need another one. But I guess we got a censorship industrial complex now. Quote, the censorship industrial complex combines established methods of psychological manipulation, some developed by the U.S. military during the global war on terror, with highly sophisticated tools from computer science, including artificial intelligence. Right, so I mentioned that in the last one. There was a video of a guy in Switzerland talking about how they use these sophisticated tools, global war on terror from computer science, artificial intelligence. The complex's leaders are driven by their fear that the internet and social media platforms empower populist, alternative, fringe personalities and views which they regard destabilizing. Wow. It's amazing. People should read that twice. Vigilant Fox, it's a crime. Tucker asks how no one has been arrested for the coordinated censorship of Americans. Good question. There should have been tons of arrests. I mean, this guy, this loser, Merrick Garland, is he's not fit for the job. He really isn't. Schellenberger, quote, what you're basically seeing here is the rise of a for-profit censorship industry funded by American taxpayers to censor real-world information. And this is basically a turning of the national security state from the kind of psychological operations they launched abroad into the United States using the exact same kind of influence operation tactics they've used abroad on the American people. It's a huge scandal. Yeah, it is. It's enormous. You don't get your constitutional rights, kids. Pfizer pushes 4 shots, says 3 doses not that good against infections. That's an admission. Wow. Aspen Institute Censorship Commission, Katie Couric, Prince Harry et al. Recommended restrictions on free speech. They should kick Prince Harry out of this country. Get him out of here. He doesn't believe in our rules of law, anything. Bye. Go home. Why are you here? You're just another parasite. Gang Stalker. Increasingly, any analysis of covert governance or finance capitalism is derided as inherently anti-Semitic. Given rapidly sharpening conditions in the imperial core, where the choice is going to be between wealth redistribution or fascism, this is incredibly irresponsible. Yeah, it's weird. I think they're trying to like smear people with anti-Semitism. People said I was an anti-Semite. Yeah, you don't need to take a vaccine. This is David Ayub. I'm no longer trying to dig up evidence to prove vaccines cause autism. There's already abundant evidence. This debate is not scientific, but political. So they've been killing people with autism. Dr. Lee Merritt, bioweapons expert. Lee Merritt interview on SARS-CoV-2 discusses the mRNA technology gene injection dangers. What they have done is create a biologically military-made bioweapon. Leans to purposeful release. Yeah, that's correct. 2012 study, over 50% of children have chronic illness. Rob Schneider on the shocking history of the hepatitis B vaccine. They had a drug that was designed for teenagers and no one was taking it. So they said, we're not going to have an orphan drug out there. If adults don't take it, we'll give it to babies. Yeah, sick. Sick people. This is all the rest. Last year, I warned of a possible large-scale contamination in the BioNTech Pfizer's COVID-19 due to a complex manufacturing process using E. coli. I said, we don't have any evidence of it. I'm afraid we do now on a massive scale. Taking like a botch product, pushing a botch product. Allison Pearson, even at the height of World War II, government never used propaganda to frighten its own people. This lot did. Kids killed themselves. Mental health collapsed. Unforgivable. Matt Hancock should be arrested. Willful misconduct in public office. No doubt. There's tons of arrests should have taken place. UK, US. Sasha Latipova. Catherine Watt, once injected with gene-modifying juice, the body frantically tries to figure out what the F happened. FDA calls it immunogenicity. Tries to undo the assault by eliminating the damaged cells. FDA calls it reactogenicity. And if the assault was large enough with multiple injections, the body will destroy itself. CD calls it misinformation. Yeah, these people are sick. So the more you read, it just gets worse and worse. It's just off the charts, criminality. You can kind of read through a lot of the stuff. I mean, I can read paper after paper after paper. There's just so many problems. Karen Kingston is reporting that Pfizer admits its shots are formulated with graphene oxide, a known toxin. You can get rid of it in your body with alcohol. Fauci, America's angel of death. Yes, arrest him. FDA and CDC blast for Florida surgeon general for reporting 1700% increase in adverse events following vaccines. So they went after him. They're playing the disinfo warfare stuff. There's no question about it. Dr. Arne Burkhardt confirms sperm has almost entirely been replaced by spike protein. Incredible. So if you took the shot and you have relations with a woman, you're injecting her with the spike protein. It's like something from Alien. Like where the alien just self-replicates itself. It's so sick. The people who did this are monsters. Some of the most evil people. And so they're putting stuff in writing. Walensky, Robert Califf. So when the trials begin, if they ever happen, there's enough evidence. FDA and CDC cannot explain the Florida's VAERS data, so they changed the subject. Yes, Steve Kirsch. Florida Surgeon General Joe Latipo asked them a simple question. They ignored it, responded with a safe and effective sales pitch, and accused him of spreading misinformation. Sick. These people are evil. You cannot have a country with the children of hell like this. You cannot have a functioning representative republic with these devils. It's not possible. You have to put them in jail. Matt Taibbi, in one remarkable email, the Virality Project recommends that multiple platforms take action, even against stories of true vaccine side effects. Yeah, I already read that. Vigilant Fox, recipients of Bill Gates' favorite vaccine were found to die at 10 times the rate as unvaccinated children. A Danish study looked at 30 years of records. They found that girls who had received the DTaP vaccine or DDP vaccine were 10 times more likely to die than unvaccinated children. And they were dying not of things that anybody had ever associated with a vaccine. They were dying of anemia and bilharzia, snail fever and malaria and dysentery and pulmonary respiratory issues like pneumonia. And nobody ever connected the dots until the Danish scientists came in and actually looked at the data. So that's the trick. That's the bioweapon. You're not supposed to realize that it's traced to the vaccine. It's just some other illness or ailment or something like that. Sick, evil. McCullough, this is a military operation. The military said in 2012, we will end pandemics in 60 days using messenger RNA. That's long before Moderna and Pfizer were even in the game. They are profiting from this, but they didn't drive it. Wow. It's really sick. Last week, a 14-year-old girl collapsed during gym class in front of her friends and died later that night despite all efforts to save her. She had no previous medical condition. Suddenly, she passed out due to a cardiac arrest. The kids are being murdered. Savage, I'm seeing this a lot. Here's a picture of my friend's 20-year-old daughter 48 hours after her second Moderna shot she took to travel for the summer. Now is bedridden with blood clots on her lungs and not going anywhere. Prayers. Wow. It's a bioweapon. 29-year-old Sip Hamandia Mloto, the Richards-based star midfielder, has tragically passed away on Tuesday after collapsing on a field during training. 31-year-old mother of two and four-year-old was rest home nurse. She had her third booster vaccination 4 days before suffering a massive heart attack. Two children will grow up without a mother. Yeah. Heartbreaking. Mother and son killed by COVID-19 vaccine. Karen and her son David received the COVID-19 vaccine in March of 2021. He was dead by June. His mother Karen died suddenly shortly after. Pfizer report number 60, facial paralysis. In the first 90 days, 449 people suffered Bell's palsy, 88% of whom had serious cases. Half of the cases occurred within 48 hours. Pfizer concluded, this cumulative review does not raise new safety issues. Wow, they'll just never see it. Sick. One moment she's in the gym, then the next moment she's needing life-saving surgeries. The fit and healthy 28-year-old anesthetic nurse goes to the gym 5 days a week. She was working out at the gym when she lost the color and all feeling in her leg. She had multiple blood clots in her legs and kidneys, required multiple surgeries, and she has since developed pericarditis. Yeah, she had open heart surgery. Sick. This 10-year-old boy will be anonymously known as Max. Due to sensitivity and nature of the story, we ask you to please read the story before posting an emotional reaction. So Max ended up in the hospital, took the jab. Next, I lose a lot of sleep about the trauma kids are going through in these tragic situations. I read a story the other night of a 21-year-old girl having to plan her boosted mother's funeral as her father was already dead. Wow. So sick, dude. They're at war. It's like all kinds of, all the aspects of war. It's World War III. Kelly responds, I live in a rural area, a very small town. The bank lady and her husband were killed in the COVID death camp hospital in the same week. It took their young daughter over a year to have a service where the town could come to pay respects. Leal. My husband had COVID, Omicron, and while he was sick at home, his blood sugar went screwy, diabetic. He was admitted into the hospital to get it under control, not for the COVID. Well, the hospital started treating him for COVID, giving him remdesivir. A week later, a day before he was to come home, they put him on a ventilator saying he couldn't breathe, and the nurse told me he'd agreed to it. A week after that, his kidneys failed. We removed the ventilator, and he was gone 20 minutes later. They killed my husband. Then Millie responds, so sorry. They killed my sister with remdesivir and ventilation too. It blew up her kidneys. She died alone after 6 days. I understand your feelings. Time is all that will help. You know, they murder people left and right. Cause of her death is unknown. My dear friend Nicole Love passed away this morning. The cause of her death has not been released. But the members of say the vaccine may have killed her. A piano teacher and mother of two came down with flu-like symptoms and deteriorated dramatically. She had two cardiac arrests, septic shock, and multiple organ failure. Unfortunately, she has lost both legs and will likely have her fingers amputated as well. She's been through hell and is extremely lucky to be alive. What an amazing story of perseverance. Well, probably got the shot. Next, a healthy and active 17-year-old girl went into cardiac arrest this week while at a competition, which triggered several seizures. She now has to have an ICD this week. She had an MRI that ruled out heart abnormalities, and doctors have no idea what caused her to have a heart attack. I know, I have an idea. Next, Benjamin would be 34 today. The J&J killed him. There will never be amnesty without accountability. We have lost thousands of young children to these crimes against humanity, and we will never stop fighting or let you forget. Amen. The end. Thank you for listening.